Welcome to this installment of The AIDS Pandemic, a podcast hosted by Dave Wessner of the Department of Biology at Davidson College. I am Sarah Bertram. This past summer, I traveled to Mwandi, Zambia through a Davidson Biology and Pre-Medical program. Mwandi is a predominantly Lozi village of about 7,000 people, and the catchment area totals about 25,000 people. We spent 5 weeks in Africa, three of which were spent working in the Mwandi Mission Hospital, the Mwandi AIDS Clinic, the Orphans and Vulnerable Children's Center, and the Mother and Child Health Center. We all went with a research topic to study that was based on some aspect of Mwandian life. I looked at Mwandi's prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV, otherwise known as the PMTCT program, and its effectiveness over the past 3 years. Here I will talk about my findings. About one out of every five women in Zambia is infected with HIV, and without any prevention or treatment interventions, more than 300,000 babies would contract HIV from their mothers each year. Starting in 1999, many Zambian mission and government hospitals started PMTCT programs. The Mwandi PMTCT program was launched in 2005 by an American pediatrician in conjunction with a Mwandi missionary who was going to serve as the leader of the program. The procedure for PMTCT at the Mwandi Mission Hospital is as follows. Step 1, discuss the PMTCT program and HIV/AIDS information during group antenatal care visits. Step 2, offer private pre-test counseling. Step 3, test the mother for HIV and CD4 counts and give her the results. Step 4, offer post-test counseling and discuss further treatment and a retest in 3 months. According to the hospital staff in Mwandi, HIV testing of any pregnant mother is required by law in Zambia. If a woman tests positive, she is evaluated at the Pastoral Care Center for AIDS treatment. If she is considered a WHO stage 5 or has multiple symptoms for WHO stage 3, HART is usually started unless the woman chooses to undergo short course treatment instead. Many of the HIV positive mothers choose to undergo HART treatment because of its documented increased ability to treat HIV/AIDS symptoms and to lower the viral load by decreasing viral replication. The Mwandi hospital staff is good about giving options to the positive mothers and explaining each option and its risks and benefits. Due to the staff's willingness to counsel and inform the HIV-positive pregnant mothers of treatment options, a majority of these women decide to take part in a course of HIV/AIDS treatment in order to help themselves and to prevent the transmission of HIV to their babies. Although record keeping is sparse and sometimes hard to find and evaluate, some records for the PMTCT program proved helpful in evaluating the program's success over the years. From March of 2005 to September of 2007, 1,205 women attended an antenatal care appointment to sign up for the PMTCT program. And of these 1,205 women, only 35, or about 3%, refused the HIV test. Of the 1,170 women who agreed to be tested, 24.4% tested positive for HIV. This statistic is quite high, but reflects the belief that about one-third to one-fourth of Mwandi's population is infected with HIV. Because the PMTCT program was in place, the HIV-positive women were able to learn their status, get treatment, and prevent the transmission of HIV to their babies during pregnancy, delivery, and breastfeeding. Mwandi's PMTCT program has changed drug regimens in order to stay current with the most effective treatments. Originally, the program was based on a single dose of nevirapine given to the mother during delivery and to the baby right after birth. In April of 2006, the PMTCT program switched to a dual therapy involving both nevirapine and AZT for both mothers and babies. Starting in November of 2007, Mwandi updated its treatment regimen to the most current and effective triple therapy drug treatment. This drug therapy involves a mixture of AZT, 3TC, and nevirapine for the mother and the baby. This new therapy has proven to be very effective, and the PMTCT program workers approximate that transmission from mother to child rates have decreased to less than 10% and possibly even as low as 6% or 7%. Possibly the most enticing aspect of the PMTCT program for pregnant women is the free formula feeding program provided to HIV-negative babies of HIV-positive mothers. Breastfeeding is the most common type of mother-to-child HIV transmission. So by providing free formula for these babies who test negative, the worry of transmission by breastfeeding can be alleviated. Currently, there are over 100 babies receiving infant formula, and most, but not all, are HIV-negative babies of HIV-positive mothers who participated in the PMTCT program. The program has never resulted in a case of child dysentery, a common negative outcome of formula feeding programs, which is often a result of incorrectly boiled water used to make the formula. This clean record is a result of the care and attention put forth into teaching the mothers how to correctly make the formula and clean the baby bottles. Compared to many other sub-Saharan African PMTCT programs, Mwandi's program is doing a very good job of keeping the program advancing as far as the number of women being treated and the updates to newer forms of drug therapies. The program could, however, still make larger strides in incorporating more women from far out in the catchment area and by possibly providing more rural village outreaches for the sole purpose of PMTCT.